Good morning, ladies. Mita, Inge, Sandira, and welcome to our studio. These three fabulous, beautiful-looking gentlewomen are cat or create Orville together. Where the idea for cat or create Orville together came from?
Cats actually began as a parallel process to the TDC workshop. After the workshop in end of April last year, the communication team, which was Jesse and myself, we wanted to communicate what was there in the workshop. And Jesse gave this name to this initiative, Create Orville Together. And then somehow it just didn't land, though. And it's after some months of gestation that there was a Monica Sharma workshop, and Inge and myself, we just communicated on that level, and we said, you know, I spoke about cats to Inge, and Inge spoke about her idea, and it just landed. And Inge and Sandira were already working also on similar lines. And so all three of us, when it landed, then we were all three of us there. And from there, we are there, all three of us.
Somehow I had an idea that you joined a little bit later, but anyhow. The first cat, as far as I remember, it was really create Orville together, so it was really put out on display and see what will come out, correct?
Actually, for all the cats, we have done same thing in terms of informing the community. We put up posters, we have a mass mail, but that we do the same for all the cats.
But I remember that then you started to let's say tackle really various topics, from planning to education to volunteers.
Maybe I have to add something. After the retreat 2015 and the report which was done by Inge and her group around her, so it was very clear that we have different sections in Orville where we need to have a follow-up, that we can't let it die after the retreat. So this was the idea where Inge and I were connecting, and we were thinking about how can we bring it forward, these different topics, which were education and town planning and different aspects and economic and so. And so this Create Orville Together, which came from the town planning side, was connecting actually to these topics which came out of the retreat. So our interest was, how can we bring forward these beautiful ideas which people carry deep within? There are a lot of projects which feeding the whole from different aspects. And how can we bring this towards the community and show what beautiful ideas people carry within?
Yeah, so practically it's a year since the cats are living, doing, and there were 13...
Actually, we began November.
November.
So it's maybe 7
half
months.
Half a year?
Half a year.
Half a year.
Yes. But to produce 13 meetings in half a year, it's a big task, no?
We are inspired. It was whatever difficulties came up, it was not something which was like a difficulty to move forward. It was difficulties of growth. So at least I didn't feel them.
Okay.
And we are giving only the platform. So the content comes from the people who are in the cat. So it's not a lot of work for us for the content. It's just the platform to create. So it's if you get used to how to make a poster, how to make this, it goes faster and faster. And what is important for us is that it's a platform which we give, and the people has to step forward to fill it. We don't want to run behind people because we have no idea who's inspired with what in the moment. So the I think which the radio can help us is have the courage and come forward and present your own inspiring work on this platform. And have it, and fill it, and use it, and be connected with the collective. Feel how the collective is already there, which you just need to collect with. We don't need to create a collective. We have it, as how we feel it.
So we just need to connect it.
We just need to plug in.
Yeah, there's beautiful energy on different corners, and it's not clicking.
The resonance and the coherence is somehow missing, and so we want to just foster this part, mm-hmm. that we are kind of going into resonance with all our projects, and that we are starting to have a culture of supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And so we would like to contribute to that.
So how the community responded from the CAT 1? There were some really fabulous topics through the months.
See, we for me, this is all very new. Mm-hmm. And when I explained to... we were just having a discussion and we were thinking, whether we need to check with the community, whether we should continue with CATs, you know. And then they asked me that, how many people come? I said, the least that we have had is 60, and the most that we have had is 180 people. So then we were told that, but then you don't need to ask the community because there is a response.
It is a response.
So we are seeing a response, and we hope that the response will bring all of us together.
And the people who participated, or so-called audience or whatever, were the same people who are usually coming to the general meetings and residence assemblies, or it was variety?
I realized we have a huge variety. The latest three CATs were visited by youth, because we had education, we had volunteer, and this economy topic, which actually attracted suddenly the younger people, where we were very happy. We still feel we could have more Orovillians participating. Sometimes we had also a lot of guests in our audience, and we actually see it more as a platform for Orovillians to work together and listen to each other. Another aspect was that some of the Orovillians perceived it as that we are taking sides, that we are, like in town planning, that we are promoting a certain aspect of town planning. But this is not our intention. Our intention is actually to give this space for everybody and come to a dialogue together. So we just waiting, and we try to encourage people to come forward also with different ideas. Mm-hmm. So still we would be happy to have more about the green sites, the green belters still hesitating to come forward. So but we want to give space to everybody too, because I see it that we all carry like a fractal of the whole.
Mm-hmm. And a we are, of,
yeah,
mosaic, no?
So that we only if we get this all together, we can build a dream together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Does any of you have an idea why it's like that? That we do have particular, or each individual, it does have this energy, is contributing, but it's not connected.
To collect, we have to make a conscious effort. Each individual is different because the divine has made us special. And our work is to come together, and therefore this is our work here in Oroville, to create Oroville together.
But do you have any idea why we don't?
Because each one is different, and it takes time to know each other. So CATs, what we are planning to do is to put up wherever we have recorded, to put it up also on the net, so people who have missed it
can listen
and then see it. Mm-hmm. You know, they can participate like this. It's actually, as I get to know you, I will feel more comfortable to collaborate with you. It's like that. So that is what we plan to do, to create spaces of comfort to collaborate, where people don't feel, you know, they're going to be.
Have you witnessed any breakthrough? Well, Inge, you wanted to add something.
I think your question, why it is not happening, is, as per my point of view, based on an old habit of feeling what collective means. For me, collective doesn't mean to be all bodies in one room or meeting each other or collaborate with another Audovillian. For me, it's the collective is an energy field, which is, even if we are dancing together or if we are singing together or if we are planting trees together, we are building the collective by each action. Mm-hmm. And each action is equally important because it comes by inspirational actions. And one of the actions is to meet together, which we are offering millions of ways. Mm-hmm. She gives us to feel the collective. But also the collective is not there to build out of will or to... For me, it's just to build the energy field that the divine can reach out to build out of will. Mm-hmm. So that we are giving space to her to work through us.
Yeah.
We are spending so much time in thinking what the other is doing, judging what the other is doing, keeping people out because it's not as per our individual wish. Let's forget our individual wish and let's be at her feet. And this is what I feel Cat can bring by just allowing everybody to express which part they are in, and it can be 1,000 parts, and then let's feel it. Let's feel her love.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Inge, how you express this. I guess exactly that it is to tune into our higher inspiration, because this is a level where we can connect. As long as we stay in our opinions and try to connect through our different opinions, we won't reach this level. Only when we go a little deeper in this divine inspiration, into being the service of the divine, into the service of the dream, then we can connect. And this level actually we try to reach. And we still know that we maybe didn't touch it yet. So, but it will be a process also for the cats to come to this point where we really get this message across.
Did you see, let's say, an opening maybe in one of the meetings?
I see an opening in us three. So
well,
I mean it.
But where you offer, you give the platform, you facilitate in those 30 things, cats which happened. Did you see, you know, a crack where that people understood, they came forward? Was it? Yeah, it was.
See, after the first cat, many of the, like we had actually approached many people, right? But many of the cats are cats which have been offered by people themselves. They have come forward and offered it. And there, in the whole collective, there is a will to collaborate. There is something intangible which everyone is feeling, you know. And that's why also everyone is like, I feel that in the community, that there is this openness, whether it's in the working groups or whether it is in the interaction between people, something is happening. And I feel that, like for me, every cat that we have done, I have seen an opening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
You know, so I feel that that will lead to more and more networking within people and creating this space.
But it was also any concrete action following any of them?
Well, for example, in education, they have now, I think, 7 groups working on different topics around education, and there will be follow-up education cats in autumn. So also now we try to connect people like the Lotus Group to FIMC and stuff like this, that we things get taken forward. So there are concrete things happening behind the scenes. And also it's, for me, it starts already in the preparation of a cat, because in the preparation already connections are happening. So talks with other people, and we don't know yet where it all is leading towards, but we try to foster this co-creation between people from the same sector but also interlinked with different sectors.
Sometimes we call them kittens. Yeah, like after the first cat also, there was like, we did the same cat in the school. Yeah. We did it in Future School, and then we had it in Tamil, a bilingual cat, so that more people could get
understood.
It. Yeah. So like that, like the education cat is actually turning into a research work. The other groups which are formed, we are all researching into different aspects of education. And then again coming back for the cats to share. So there is, I feel, a lot of work.
What just came to me, it's not on this, I go to another. The great out-of-all cats are not, what you said sometimes, is not, they're not pussy cats. They are not to make us feeling that we can hug each other and kiss each other and then the work is done. It's not this pussycat feeling. It's this to stand for what we are here and to fight as a panther, as a cat. Which is, if you see the symbol of the cat, it's a panther. We have to get our guts together and the courage to stand for what we are standing for, even if the whole world thinks that we are useless, but we are not. We are 30 years living together and we are building up something which is fully something special. Sorry, 50
years.
50, sorry, 50 years. 50 years together. And it's not for nothing. And it is not, but we have to stand together to pull our energies together and to these forces who would like us thinking that we are useless, fight against these forces and stand for it. This is divine forces which are supporting us, and let's enhance these forces through us. This is how I feel.
Yeah, what I would like to add, we have our final cat of this season, how we want to have a closure, is with a cat where we go in resonance. Mm-hmm. With Vera Yoshik, she's playing the Russian bells, but we all tuning in, all the cats are invited, plus the community as a whole, that we see that we are
in harmony,
that we are can tuning in together. Maybe it's in the beginning not easy, but to find this inner resonance body from the collective. So we are really inspired by this idea to finish this first set of cats with this.
And that will be happening on 21st of April.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in Unity Pavilion.
It's a Friday, yeah?
It's a Friday, yes.
Most welcome.
Yeah, the whole community is that we all tuning in harmony and resonance and just looking forward to create our beautiful Auroville together.
I would still like to dig a little bit in the past few which happened. Was there any moment that you felt as something clicked, something happened, something changed within, you know, the energy of the whole, let's say, community of people who were there at the moment, or a bright, shiny moment of something?
Well, from my personal experience, what I can see is that we shared from the council, Jean-François Nobel with the community, because we made this beautiful experience to find resonance within the council. He helped us to give, and he gave us tools that we are tuning as a collective body. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was very important to share this capacity with the community. So we had one major cat with Jean-Francois Nobel, and then we had two kittens follow up, which were like a workshop, in the morning workshop, two Sunday morning workshops. And I felt a huge resonance in the collective and a huge interest also from other groups to experiences. Mm-hmm. So that I found that was a major step, and you can see it in our governance that we are reaching another point of communication. Yes.
I see it in every cat. I see that there are these special moments, you know, and sometimes when I'm sitting through, sometimes I find, oh, the inspiration level or energy level has gone down. And then again, you feel, okay, now it has come up again. Mm-hmm. And even in the cat, which was like least attended, and it was a
the smallest.
There was so much, so much of concentration. And there was also the point where there was a link between two people, which was very important for the work to move forward for them. So it's not always how many people are there in the cat, you know, but it is what the quality and what comes out for the people who are offering the cat. You know? Cool. And also, the cat, it's also on many different levels, you know. Like, one has to have honesty and transparency through even information, through your inspiration, through the topic which interests you, through the work that interests you. And then all this comes together in the cat, like for the person who is offering and for the it's more for the person who's actually offering, because you really are working towards something. Mm-hmm. I have seen sometimes for people who are, it has been like life changing also. Mm-hmm. You know, so nice. Because like some people, like they said, oh, we didn't know that this is what we are here for. This is what, like, especially after the bilingual cat. Mm-hmm. No, it was a revelation for some people over there, like a very big revelation, in fact. And for me, that was a very, very bright moment too. Yeah. But for me, I also feel that, yes, we speak from our inspirational space, but we also communicate. Because when we are creating Auroville together, we cannot create it without facts, and we cannot create it without our foot on the ground.
All that also
has to be there. I mean, all this is also part of CAT. You
know? What about the future? How do you see, let's say, after summer, year, months coming up?
I wanted to add something. We were thinking a lot, what is the home of CAT? Is this the RAS, or where is it at home? And we got a very beautiful answer. We used to go to Madri Mandir every Wednesday from 7 to 8 before we start our meeting. And it was very clear, the message, that it's in her lap. It's in mother's lap. So all what we are doing is actually inspired by this energy, that it comes from her lap. And this energy we want to carry in our next season. And we have already, now we have 8 requests already in the pipeline.
So it's basically the 4 years it's almost gone.
So yeah, we just need to organize, and of course some people reaching out, and then some obstacles come across and it won't happen. So we don't know yet, but we have very interesting topics in the making. So maybe you want to add more to this.
I believe you will make a pause for the summer holidays, no?
Yes.
So the last one would be 21st of April, and then coming back on July.
August. End of August.
Because we are going to now work on uploading the present cats onto the net. And Sandira and Inge are out of town. So this is what we are going to utilize the space and preparing for the other cats. Because actually each cat takes about at least 2 months to prepare. So the process takes that much, maybe from 1 to 2 months.
Yeah, and Mita was mentioning now an interesting part, because we recorded and have videos about each cat, and we want to work on how we present, also having reports about the different cats and the work which followed, so that it's available to the community what is happening, and just also from there that we can grasp create interlinkages between the different parts of CAT. And so
you're also creating a network, let's say, or internet platform where things would be visible, heard,
unavailable. We're hoping. We need help for that.
Rakhal and Slava are helping us.
Hopefully.
We are hoping. It's really hope. We need people. Come forward.
But Slava is really helpful, no?
Very, very.
Yes, but not. We need fresh. We need support.
Energy.
We need support. It is a huge work.
This is also opportunity for a call, a plea for a web designer.
Yes,
and a graphic designer.
And a graphic designer.
Yes, that would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, and any kind, whoever feels a call to join the team, please come forward. We need to enlarge our, because there's a lot of possibilities how to enlarge this work.
Okay, since we are talking about the practicalities and realities, where someone can find you if it's looking for you guys physically?
Every Wednesday we are in the RAS office.
Which
from
is
9
hall?
To from
yeah.
9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always contact us by email, cats@oroville.org.in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, no?
And we also have our telephone numbers, which are there in the
phone book.
Phone book.
Yeah, and the RAS table, Inge, is quite present there all the time.
If you want to find us, you find us.
That's true.
Well, we're quite present in the town
yes,
hall.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you all so much to come today, this morning. Hope I will manage to come on 21st, which is next Friday, to resonate with all of us, whoever is going to be there at the moment.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miriam.